So everything is changing. It's an insecure world. How do we define what is the limit to what we achieve, how much we can achieve, or how much we should accumulate? Our material needs are important for us. For our survival in this world, they're essential. At the same time, they're functional. Just like we all need food. Now, how much food should we eat? Others cannot mandate to us. They may feel that we are overeating, but that's what is our appetite. They may feel we are undereating, but that's what we may need. So we have to, over a period of time, decide how much is too much, how much is too little for me. And how do we decide that? Eating, what is the effect of eating on the rest of our life? If after eating I feel so heavy and exhausted that I just have to fall asleep, then eating instead of giving energy is taking away all my energy. Then that kind of eating is unhealthy. It is de-energizing. So over a period of time I understand, you know, that this is good enough, this is too much. Similarly, with respect to earning, with respect to saving, with respect to accumulating, our life, this is important, but this is not the only thing in our life. When one thing starts encroaching on other things in our life, when we have no time for our family, when we have no time for taking care of our health, when we have no time for developing our spiritual side, for God, when one thing starts encroaching on other things in our life, that's when it becomes harmful. So there has to be proportionate growth in life. You know, the body, as the young person, we grow, the body grows naturally. All cells grow in the body. Now, cancer cells also grow. But the characteristic of cancer cells is disproportionate growth. They grow so much that they encroach upon, even destroy other cells. So if our accumulation tendency, it is encroaching on other things. You know, if we are simply fixated with money, oh, life is so uncertain, so I have to save a lot of money. If life is so uncertain, tomorrow even the currency may devalue and my money may not be of use. But the uncertainty of life is just a given in life. But at the same time, we have to be reasonable. We cannot be paranoid. So we have to see our need, our feeling of the need for security, or our urge for possession or accumulation in the light of our overall life. If that one thing starts consuming our mind, consuming our time, consuming our energy, and we have nothing left for other things, then that desire is cancerous. That tendency for accumulation becomes cancerous. So by having the big picture in life, you know, I have various aspects to my life. I have professional, I have family, I have health, I have my spiritual side. I achieve a balance in all of them. And there is balanced growth in all walks of life is actually far more sustainable and far more satisfying than dramatic growth in one area of life and disastrous diminution in other areas of life. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?